Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Chafei. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the Tez Dibim Askel. Tez begins the words of the Gemara. Titan Loi says to give it to him. V'loi lo Uri enough for his fire. Says the Gemara Mechlal the Bas Urihi. Obviously, it's something that could be burnt in the fire. Tez can explain the source of this teaching. That is the Gemara brought that it's permitted to have Hana from Truma that became Tomei. And what's the source? Because it says by Truma Reish the Gancho Titan Loi, which the exposition is, give it to him and not for his fire. Which is if a person has Tvua, that's tar and tamei, you should take the truma from the tar one and give it to him that he could use it, that he could eat it. And don't take the truma from that which is tamei on the one that's tar and to give it to him, because that would only be a fit for his fire. Obviously, but the inference is that he could use it for its fire. If it is tamei, just don't do that and rather give him the one that's tar. On that, as tais, if someone's going to say, wait, midi v'loi ariksev, does it say anywhere here that don't give him the one that's for his fire? I could expound the pasuk and say you should give it to him, and not to give him something that's not fit at all. How do you know to make some quasi state that not the one that's only fit for his fire? Where do you say anything about the loy loyre? What you could say is because dim kain, if that would be the case, then loy lichta velatitin. It should just say give, without the word loy, because the ain't seen the pachas mashab apruta. Then from there you would already know, and not something that he can't use at all, because giving is at least a worth of a pruta. And I would obviously know not something that's not right at all. And the fact it says give to him, mashmalai, that sounds like another step that for him, b'leila ure, not for his fire, which is worth a shabbat pruta, so it is titain, still no, it has to be loy, b'leila ure. Continue the next taste of Maskel Taste begins the words of the Gemara, hadlokas neir b'shabbas chayva, the lighting of the Shabbos candles is an obligation. Which Taste can explain what's the obligation. That is, the Gemara said that the reason it would be small, that you're not allowed to light the near Shabbos of Itron, because it has a bad smell and people are going to leave. So Abai asks, okay, who cares if he's going to leave? So Rabbi says, no, I say that the lighting of the Shabbos candle is a chayva. Pirish, what does that mean? That means b'makom suda. There has to be candle lit in the place where they're eating the Shabbos suda. The chayva hisha yisid b'makom in there, that's obligation to eat the meal in the place where there's candles. And the reason is, m'shem einig, because of the light, which is the midst of einig Shabbos. But as Taisa explains, Avam Hadlok is near Guvit, but regarding just the lighting in general, not in the place we're eating, Lo Yav Parak Abaya, that wouldn't have been the Abaya's question, because the Pshita Dechayvahi, because that's what we see from Rabbah's answer, that he wasn't answering that there's an obligation. The obligation of Taisa explaining is that it should be Malkam Suda, because regarding a general lighting Shabbos candles, Abaya wasn't asking the Pshita Dechayvahi. Obviously, he knew that that's an obligation, because that's not, it's a Mishnah later on, the Vlaman Alvam Abay, it says, Al Gimel Averis Nasham Chulu, regarding three sins, women die in childbirth, and one of them was Al She'ein and Zahiris by Lokas Neris, because they're not careful with the lighting the candles. Obviously, it's something an obligation, and obviously Abaya knew that Mishnah. Rather, his question was, how do you know that it's an obligation in the place of a meal? And that's what Rav was saying, that I hold that's a chayva, and therefore you obviously cannot light with a candle that people are going to leave and not stay next to the candle and need it over there. Continue next Taisa Maskel, which is the same word from the previous Taisa, chayva, that's an obligation. Taisa comes to first explain that why we call them the lighters of candles of Shabbos chayva, and also do you make a bracha on the lighting of the Ner Shabbos? That is, as I mentioned before, that the Gemara brings that the halakas Ner Shabbos is a chayva. Washing one's hands and feet with warm water Erev Shabbos is rishus. Taisa comes to explain what's the wording of chayva, and let's say not the common wording of mitzvah. Taisa says because legabi rechitzi daim b'chamin, in contrast to the washing of one's hands with warm water, karelei chayva is calling it an obligation, because the lehava kolkach mitzvah, in contrast, the mitzvah of washing one's hands and feet with warm water is not such a mitzvah like lighting the Shabbos candles. Therefore, we want to use the terminology of chayva in contrast to the washing hands and feet with warm water is only a mitzvah b'yama. That's why I use the wording of chayva. So too, that umayim achrayim, kari lechayva. We find elsewhere there's a contrast between mayim rishayim, the waters that you wash the hands before the meal, and the waters that you wash your hands after the meal. Mayim rishayim is called a mitzvah, and mayim achrayim is called a chayva. For the same idea that it's more severe, mishum sakana demel sedaimis, because there's a danger with the sedaimis salt that might be in the food, and one might put in his eyes and blind him, mishargar nefesh, and also there's a story the Gemara brings that a person was killed because of that, and therefore v'chamir tfeim nirshayim, therefore it's more severe than the mayim rishayim, therefore called chayva. That's the same reason why we call over here that luck is near as a chayva, because of the contrast, to say it's more severe. Now, Taisa says, "Biyesheretzamlimida." Those who want to say, "The ain lavarch ad lakasner." One should not make a bracha on lighting the Shabbos candles. Why? From the fact that the Gemara here calls it an obligation. And we find the Gemara says in Chulin Kaf Kofeim Adav. That the waters after the meal also use the same terminology of chayv, its obligation, and the intern bracha does not require bracha. In contrast to mayim rishayim, which are a mitzvah, requires a bracha, we see when you use the word chayva, it means there's no obligation of a bracha. Which Maimon Rabbeinu Tam, he says, no, that's a mistake. You can't compare the Shabbos candles to mayim achrayim. The mayim achrayim is not because of a mitzvah, it's only for safety. And therefore, we're not going to make a bracha on such a thing. But lighting the Shabbos candles is an obligation of the mitzvah in Shabbos, and v'kama chayves hinder tudin bracha. And of course, many obligations which are mitzvahs, as we said, we're only calling a chayve in the contrast, but of course, many obligatory mitzvahs, obviously, we make brachas on, and therefore the same thing applies to the Ner Shabbos. Moreover, Taisa brings a mashoim et tamacha, this that they bring a different reasoning. Shalai levarach, not to make a bracha on the Shabbos candles. Mishim shim hoysim, would like his way med, because if they were candles already lit from before Shabbos, lo hayu tzuichel chavoyis av lachzav ladlika, that you wouldn't have to extinguish them and go back and relight them again. And neither v'loy l'hadlik acheres, and neither would you have an obligation to light another one, because there's already light where you're going to eat. You already have oinig Shabbos, so therefore there's no actual obligation to light candles, it's just that they should be lit, and therefore there are those who wanted to say that there's no obligation to make a bracha. Says Taisus, no, ain't near, that does not seem to be correct. Adam, by the mitzvah of when wild animal is slaughtered, it's an obligation of covering the blood. The halacha is, as it says over there in Chulin, the Pezayim and Alv, im kisa haruach, let's say the wind already covered it. You're exempt from covering it. You don't have to uncover it and recover it again. Even so, when you yourself are covering it, you have to make a bracha. And so too, another proof is, if a child is born circumcised, there's an opinion that is brought. You don't have to go ahead and now draw blood of the covenant from him. He's already circumcised. But everyone agrees when you circumcise the child, Tanya Bishili, paragraph Eliyaz the Mila, we learn later on the end of the paragraph Eliyaz the Mila, and of Kuflam and Zayim and Beis, that Hamal, I'm a Bechulu, the one who does the circumcision, makes a bracha. So you see the fact that something doesn't have to be done doesn't mean that when you actually do it, that you don't have to make a bracha. And the Taisus brings the Beseder of Amram Yash in the order of Rav Amram and his Siddur, it's brought that Hamadik Neim B'Shabbos, if someone lights the Shabbos candles, Mevarchi makes a bracha, Shekhar Deshanu, Bechulu, that we make the bracha on the mitzvah of the of lighting the Shabbos candles, at halakas ner shel Shabbos, lahadik ner shel Shabbos, and therefore that's the halacha. And moreover, va'inil Rabbein Tam, because actually Rabbein Tam says that there actually is an obligation to actually do the lighting, not like even those other cases. Because he actually says shem hoya ner mudlik va'imer, if actually the light was already lit from beforehand, should sarach lachabbos v'lachs v'halik, that actually excluding from that whole svara, because actually is an obligation to extinguish it and go back and relight again. And what's his proof? Like there was a certain elder, as the Gemara brought on the Chav Gimel Mabez, that he says, okay, look, I told you not to light right before this man, but don't now light too early before Plaga Mincha, as long as you don't light too late to do it too close to Shkia, because you might miss the time. But one thing is, obviously we see that it's not enough that it could be lit from before plug, because then it's not obvious being done for Shabbos. You see, it has to be obvious, and therefore, yes, you would have to extinguish it and relight it again, and therefore, obviously, you could make a bracha on the Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. So, Taisus told us that this to be called the Halukas of Ner Shabbos as Chayva, and not Mitzvah, is because in contrast to the Mitzvah of washing one's hands and feet with warm water, the lighting of the candles is more of an obligation. And so Taisa brought that those who want to say based on this that's called chayva, that one's not going to make a bracha, as we find by Mayim Achrayim, which is called chayva, and that Taisa rejected. It says no, Mayim Achrayim, you don't make a bracha because it's only hatzalah ba'alma. And Taisa proved the point that even if you're going to say that if it's lit you don't have to extinguish and relight again, still when you light it there's still a mitzvah to make a bracha, as we find that's how the Siddur of Rav Amram Paskins, and as we find other places like by Kisa Dam and by Bris Mila, that you're going to make the bracha. And moreover, Taisa brought from Rabbeinu Tam that actually, no, even if it was lit, you do have to extinguish it and relight it for the purpose of the mitzvah, and therefore, yes, you're going to go ahead and make the bracha. Begins the words of the Gemara, because it has a bad smell. Taisa asked that also Neft has a bad smell. That is the Gemara brought from Rava. Reason why, according to Bishmol, you cannot light the Shabbos candles with Itron, which is the Pesela Shal Zephas, is because we're concerned because of the bad smell, the person is going to leave and is not going to have that pleasure by the Suda Shabbos, and he's not going to fulfill that obligation of having the candles at the Suda Shabbos. But then Tais is bothered. Vavagav the neft nami rechira. What do we mean? Neft also has a bad smell. Kadam perakam, like the Gemara says, and Nafid Beis and Mabeis, that we had the contradiction regarding is a waiter allowed to check cups and plates on Shabbos to light of the candle. One says yes, one says not. So the Gemara answers, oh, it's not a contradiction. Habba the Mishchav, Habba the Nefta. The one that says that you're not allowed to check is Toma when the candle is with regular oil, where you might come to tilt it. The one says you're allowed to check this with Neft, because it has a bad smell, it's not going to come to tilt. So you see, Neft also has a bad smell. And so too, we'll be parak Amalam Amunah. We find the Gemara Yuman Daf Lamed Tesef and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Bolim the Neft, if someone comes to Medrat Neft, which is a muscle the Gemara is bringing over there, I'm like Modid La'asmach. They say, oh, you measure it for yourself. Because the seller doesn't want to measure it out with him because it has a bad smell. Contrast to Afar, it's a good smell. So then he's going to do it with him. But one thing is, why does Rabbi Shmuel only disagree with Itra and he should also disagree with Neft? Because it also has a bad smell. So he says, you're right, Neft has a bad smell as we just brought the Rayas, but Ein Rechi Ra, Kamay Itran does not have as bad a smell as Itran. And because of that, people are not going to leave the room even though it has a bad smell. Only Itran, which is very bad smell, that's where Rabbi Shmuel was concerned that they're going to leave. And therefore he said, you cannot light the Shabbos candles with Itran, but you could light with Neft. Next, Taisdir Masal Taisdir, again, the words of the Gemara, Sadin B'Tzitzis, a linen garment regarding the laws of Tzitzis, B'Shamei Patron, B'Shamei Say, it's exempt from the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Taisdir comes to explain, this Machalik is B'Shamei Sil. As the Gemara brought that the students of Rabbi Yehuda, they would hide the corners of their garments from him, so that he shouldn't recognize that they're not wearing Tzitzis. So now they said to them, didn't I teach you that when you have a garment made out of linen, B'Shamei Say, oh, it's exempt from Tzitzis. But Basil say, it's chayiv, so why are you doing like Bishame? And the Gemara says, but they held that even according to Basil, still rabbinically, you don't put tzitzis on a linen garment. No. Taisa brings the Pirsh Bekunjus Rashi explains that what's the understanding of this machlekes? Bishame lo darshi smuchin. Bishame does not expound the smuchin, mean to say, Basil holds, it says in the Pasuk Lisil Bishatnes next to Gedilim Taslach, to tell you that you're allowed to make tzitzis, even not a klayim. Bishame does not expound those, the smicha sakra, the fact that you have one pasuk near each other to make this drasha. And therefore, they say that you're not allowed to do klayim. So therefore, you can obviously not wear a linen garment with tcheles, which is made out of wool, because that's going to be klayim. Aye, then the question is, so why did Bishame say you're exempt? It's not just exempt, it's actually prohibited because it's going to be a prohibition of klayim. So that the answer is, Mishum desavri ba'am, because Bishame hold that in general, kli kufsa, a garment in the box, chayav mitzitzis, is obligated in tzitzis. It's not what's called a chayvus gavri, it's even a chayvus habegit. And therefore, that's the chayav mitzitzis, that's the obligation, and v'hacha b'tiri. Therefore, here we're saying, but here they're not obligated, the garment is going to be exempt, and v'lo yishayich lemisni bo eisun, you cannot say the terminology of forbidden, because we're talking about even in the garment when it's not being worn. The Isser Klayim is only when it's being worn, not when you have the garment of Klayim. Therefore, Beishami say patron, and not the wording eisun. Now, Taisa brings that a b'seifatach b'raisa katana b'perkat cheles, the end of that b'raisa, the Gemara brings the menachas of memo meraf. That Amr B'liyazi says regarding this machlek, he says, Kalamatal tcheles besadinim b'yishlaim, whoever would put on tcheles, which is the blue wool strings on the linen garment in Yerushalayim, in the element of Matmian, he's only from those that were wondered at, meaning people wonder that it looks like this person is wearing klayim, which is because he disagrees on Basil, who says that even the linen garment is obligated in the tzitzis, which are tcheles, which is wool and linen. On that, Amar Rebbe says, Im Kain, if that's the case, meaning since the halacha falls like Basil, that linen garment is chayav in tzitzis, so lama asrua. So then, why did they say that it's forbidden? That pirish im kain shetimein olav. If Rebbe Elazar is saying that people would wonder on those who would wear the linen garments with tzitzis lama oisin kain, why would they do that? Why would they wonder? Kim naloch like Basil? What do you mean naloch is like Basil? The Gemara answers no. Even Basil would agree. Gezeirah shem yikra sadina b'chula. No, it's a rabbinic concern that maybe his linen garment might tear within 3 finger breadths from the edge of the garment, which that's the place where the tzitzis are supposed to be. Turns out that if you don't have the shear, it's going to be what's called tasav lemin asli, where the strings are going to be hanging and not fulfilling the mitzvah. If you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, that means you're wearing klayim, shleibim lakam mitzvah, which is a prohibition without fulfilling the mitzvah, and then you don't have the permissibility of wearing a garment made out of klayim. Vayit metar, it's another answer the Gemara gives over there, is gezeir mishum ksis layla. No, because of, you might come to wear a nighttime garment, which is not chayav in tzitzis, and then there's no heter in klayim, and therefore we're going to let you wear klayim by tzitzis. Even during the daytime, you might come to wear it at nighttime, and therefore, that's why they would wonder on a person wearing a linen garment with tzitzis, because even though the halacha falls like basil, but even they still agree that rabbinically it's a problem. Now, Pirush Rashi b'tshuva achas, Rashi in the responsa, he says, shleigazra illa l'tcheles, that actually the gzera, as we see from that Gemara, not to wear tzitzis on the linen garment, was only regarding not wearing tcheles, the blue wool, which that would be klayim. But the halacha, as the Gemara elsewhere brings, that you could also, besides wool, you could also, whatever the type of fabric is the garment, that's the type of tzitzis you could wear, then yes, the same type of linen, of tzitzis on the linen garment, is an obligation. And therefore, v'hodama le'malocha le'av katina, then what you have to say is, when the angel said to Rav Katina, sa'adino be'kaito, you wear linen garment in the summer months. Sarbala besitzva, you wear this sackcloth in the winter, which are both garments that you don't wear tzitzis. Tzitzis mate aleho, so what's going to be with the mitzvah tzitzis? He's never going to fulfill it. Now, what's bothering Taisus is, what do you mean? What's bothering Rashi in the response is that, what do you mean? Even linen is not totally exempt from the mitzvah tzitzis. You're supposed to wear the white tzitzis, and you're going to wear of linen, because that obviously Rav Katina fulfilled what Rashi says you have to. It's just that tcheles you're not going to. So that explains Rashi, and the tzitzis bin amufcha. What the Malach was telling him was, the ideal mitzvah tzitzis, which was with tcheles, matele, what's going to be on it, because you're not doing that, because even Bisul agreed to the Gezer Drabonon, that you should not be having the tcheles, the wool, with the linen garment. But yeah, of course, Rav Katina was wearing tzitzis of the same type as the linen garment, which were the white linen strings. Now, and therefore in our sugya also, the students were also wearing tzitzis of the same type of the linen garment. So why were they hiding their corner of the garments from Yehuda? He held that no, there's even an obligation of wearing tcheles, the blue wool strings with the linen garment. And he thought, why are they not wearing the tcheles? Because they hold like bishamai, biblically, that you're not allowed to have climb on tzitzis. But the inu sava, they held no, they were going after the Basil. Even according to Basil, who he ruled like, Asher Rabbanan, still rabbinically it's prohibited to wear climb, to go ahead and have the wool strings on the linen garment, Mishum Ksus Laila, because of the nighttime garment, which does not have that heter, and therefore we don't let it at daytime, because it might come to do it even at night. That's the interpretation of Rashi. It says Taisa Bekash Lari. The Re was bothered with the interpretation of Rashi. A few different questions. First of all, the Beperkat Chelis. In the Gemara over there, in Menachas of Mem Aleph, Mahad Lasui, the Gemara attempts over there to bring Rayas, that Tzitzis Chlebes Talasu. As we said, that Smachlekis is the mitzvah Tzitzis on the person, or is it in the garment? So the Gemara tries to bring a proof that Tzitzis is obligation of the garment. Mechasidim Rishon. From the earlier pious ones, which the customers brought, Misha'argu Bebeged Gimel, when they already started weaving in the garment, even when it was just three finger breadths squared, which is considered at least a garment, a beged in regards to laws of Tumah, Hayimetilim by Tzitzis, so they already would start putting on the Tzitzis strings, even though you can't put it on yet. Oh, so we see, because it's a Chayva of the Talis, once it's a beged, they already put on the Tzitzis strings. And Medochile, and the Gemara rejects it and say, no, the Hasidim, they would do this because they were more stringent, but that's not a raya, that there was an obligation, therefore you cannot prove that's a chaybas talis. And that is Taisis, Vamayla, Maisi Mahacha, but why doesn't the Gemara bring from over here in this halacha, we're bringing our Gemara and the different maschal Taisis, that Beishame a patron, which we pointed out, it says patron, they're like it on the Eisrin, and it doesn't say they say it's forbidden. Why? Because we said you cannot say Eisrin, as we said for Rashi, because it's not a chaybas gavra. Now, Beisil doesn't disagree on that point of Beishamai. It's just that Beisil holds that you darshan smuchin. So why didn't you bring a raya from the wording of Beishamai patron, the way Rashi is interpreting, that he held that you see that it's totally exempt, and obviously because it's a chibis talis and not a chibis gavra. But another question is, the Bahag Paisik, the Bahag rules, the Bahal Halachas Gedailis, the chibis gavra. He says that tzitzis is an obligation of the person. And what's his raya? Mid the mervechina lisata bat tzitzis. In the fact that we make a bracha to cloak ourselves with tzitzis, and we don't make the bracha lasis tzitzis. Problem is, in our sugya, it sounds like that even Beisil doesn't disagree, as we mentioned in the previous question, that according to everyone, it's a chayvis talis, and that's why the wording is bishame poitrin, not oisrin. How could you say that it's a chayvis gavra? That's another question, again, based on Rashi's interpretation. But another question is, the Gemara says in the first parak in Yevamos, Avdal min Alav, Gabi Klayim bat Tzitzis, regarding the halacha of wearing wool and linen mixture by Tzitzis, the Gemara says about that even the one who doesn't generally darshan the fact that you have one idea next to another, Pasik, the Mishnah Torah darsh, but the Gemara says, everyone agrees by Sefer Devarim that you do expound, which is where the mitzvah of Klayim and Tzitzis are mentioned. On that, asked Taisis, but Be'echid Tochalomi, the Beisham only Darshis Smuchin. So, how could, as we just explained for Rashi interpretation, oh, that he says the reason why Beisham says a Paitim because you don't Darshan Smuchin, when the Gemara there says clearly that everyone is Darshan Smuchin in Sefer Devarim, which is Allah, we're talking about over here, but he's Sad Mitzitzes. But another question is, the Rav Amram going Paisik Beisham and Beshish Devarim. Rav Amram going, he rules like Beisham in six areas, but Chashav Hach Badayu, and it's this Allah that he, in regarding Klein Mitzitzes, that he rules like Beisham. The problem is that Bishami is not Darshan Smuchin. How could Rav Amram go and pass him like him? But we do rule that we're Darshan Besmuchin. Void, moreover, is since, according to Rashi, their whole dispute is if you Darshan Smuchin, and it's regarding do we permit climate Metzitzes or not, Samay Noket Sad Metzitzes, then why, as our different Maslow Taisa says, that we pick in the case that they're disagreeing about, is regarding linen and tzitzes. It's not about linen and tzitzis. Havala Minkit climate tzitzis. He should have said regarding are you allowed to have climate tzitzis, which would be not only a linen garment, it's also a wool garment. Could you then put on the tzitzis strings, the opposite type? So because of all these questions, Taisa disagrees in regarding the interpretation of the Machlekes Beisham Mesel. Benil Rebein Tam. So the Kuli Amadarshi Smuchin, actually everyone according to Beishamai, they do expound Smuchin in Sefer Devarim. Ubishami Patri, this is Ubishami then exempt, why they exempt the Klayim from tzitzis, is Midrabban is rabbinically. Why? Mishum Ksus Lili, because of a nighttime garment, or Mishum Shemi Kareo, because of my tear, like we said. And Upatri Afilim Aminoi, and Bishami exempt even from the same type. Even, let's say, if it's a linen garment from wearing linen strings, because since it's a type of a garment that could bring to Klayim, therefore we say even the same types of strings you're not allowed to wear. We don't want you wearing that garment with tzitzis because you might come to wear it in this state of climb. And how do we know this? From the fact that the wording is, as we say in our Divin Maslo Taisis, regarding a linen garment of tzitzis, which sounds like not climb but tzitzis, because it says, it doesn't say, can you wear linen with tchelis? It says sadin betzitzis, which sounds like even the white strings that are made from the same type as linen, even that is going to be exempt, as we said, because Rosh should have said sadin betchelis, which according to Rashi, that's the main idea we're going to claim. No, it's even the same type of Shami says is going to be exempt because of this gezer drabonim, from the fact that it says sadin betzitzis, but like it's sadin betchelis, doesn't say linen and tchelis. And that's Kedamah, Rabbi Yezir Rib Tzadik. That's like we brought that the end of that Brayse Menachas, it brings it. Rabbi Yezir Rib Tzadik says, Kolamatal Tchelis Besadina Bechulu, whoever would put on Tchelis in his linen garment, that he was only from the Matmian, which that tells us that the halacha was that no one would go ahead and wear the Tchelis in the Sadin garment. Ubisil Mechayiv and Afil Tchelis, but Ubisil held that no, that you are obligated to wear tzitzis in the sun garment, even Tchelis, which is Klayim, because the less Lohan exerts to Beishamai, he did not hold to these rabbinic concerns of Beishamai, and therefore it remains with the biblical law, which everyone agrees to, that we dash in Smuchim, which you could go ahead and wear Klayim by tzitzis. However, says Taisis, as we mentioned from Rav Amram Goyen, we rule like Bishamai, like it's obvious from the end of that Brisa, like we mentioned, Rabbi Eliezer says, whoever would wear the linen with tzitzis from the Matmin. Now, Rabbi says, oh, so then why do you make it forbidden? It's because they're not Bikin. But one thing is, he's coming to explain the reasoning of Bishamai, which we see everyone holds, it's forbidden to put on tzitzis. Says Taisa, Bahashan Nichad Rav Katina. Now it also makes sense, what the Malach told Rav Katina, that what's going to be with tzitzis? According to Rashi, it's a little bit doichik because he wore tzitzis, just didn't do it the ideal way. No, according to Taisis, because shalohoy le tzitzis klal, he wasn't wearing tzitzis at all because it was a linen garment. And mechay tamidim shel Rabbi Yehuda, also a story that our Gemara brings with the students of Rabbi Yehuda, that they were hiding from him, lohoyim klal tzitzis, because they weren't wearing tzitzis at all. This savi kebishamai, like we said, because they held, and we do rule like bishamai. Now, therefore, Vamir ben Tam, he says, Dein lasas talisa shal pishna, the person should not make a four-cornered garment out of linen, but lasas be tzitzis afilabina, and to make tzitzis even from the same type of linen strings. Because the Bishamai, kaimel, the patri, because like we said, we rule like Bishamai, hold that it's exempt, even for its own type, and therefore, Vamavarach, bracha levatala, if someone's going to make a bracha on that tzitzis, it's going to be a bracha levatala in vain, because it's forbidden to put on tzitzis because of this rabbinic concern, even from the same type, even if it's not klein. So Taisa told us from Rashi that according to Basil, that they hold that you wear tzitzis because they darshan smuchim, the klayim is permitted by tzitzis. Bishamai don't darshan smuchim, and it's forbidden. So why do they say patron? It's because they hold talis's chaybas begged. And therefore you can't say oisrin if it's, even when you're not wearing it, it's patron on the begged. And this that the Gemara concludes that even according to Basil, we make a gzeira not to wear klayim, that means referring to, as Rashi has in the Truva, specifically tchelis. But the white strings, which are the same type, then there is an obligation to wear. Tesis, however, said that even according to Bishamai, we darshan the smuchim to permit klayim in the Torah by tzitzis. This to Bishamai exempt is rabbinically, Beis Hill hold that you can be chayv, because they don't have the gzeira. And we will like Bishamai, as you brought from Abraham Goyim, that we don't put on tzitzis, and therefore Ben Tama says, don't make a talis out of linen and put on tzitzis, because then that would be a bracha levatal. Continuing next, Tais Damascus, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Gzeir Mishum Ksoslaili, it's a decree because of a nighttime garment. Tais proves that there is no mitzvah of tzitzis at nighttime, and therefore, by default, it's a mitzvah seishas mangarama. That is because the Gemara brought that the students from Yud Belay, they would hide their corner of their garments, because they weren't by the linen garment, because they weren't wearing tzitzis. And that he says, well, didn't I teach you that linen garments by tzitzis is machlekes b'shamis hill, and rude like Beis Hill, where there is. But as the Gemara says, the students held that no, even according to Beis Hill, rabbinically it's not chayav in tzitzis, because a gzeri might come to put on tzitzis of klayim in a nighttime garment which does not have an obligation, and you're going to be violating klayim shalei b'makom mitzvah. Taisus says one thing makes a dik. He says, "Minenokat stama deshas haytama." From the fact that the anonymous part of the Gemara picks the reasoning of why the rabbinically based agree that you cannot wear klayim by tzitzis is because of the nighttime garment. They don't bring the other reasoning brought elsewhere because of that the garment might tear and then it's going to be tasa b'leim l'asoy and it's not going to be valid even as a daytime garment. Mashma the kamel karmi shimon. It sounds like the reason why they're picking this is because they rule like this halacha of ksus layla, like Reb Shimon the paita ksus layla. Yeah, because biblically a nighttime garment is exempt. As the Gemara brings, so too it sounds like this from the Gemara in the second parakim brachas of Yidalma base. Because the Gemara tells the Marab in the West in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't say the Parsha B'Yomer, Parsha B'Titz at night time. Ella, rather, Maskilan Dabel B'Nei, so they would just start the first pasuk and then they would skip it. Am Abaye, he said, since in Eretz Yisrael they start, Ananim Maskilinan, we also start. Now, once we start, we end because we start. We consider that that's more than just starting, and it's like you said, the parsha, and therefore you have to say the whole parsha of tzitzis. But says Taisa Mashman, sounds like the Moedu Kula, that everyone, both in Eretz Yisrael and the bubble, that they all hold the aim mitzvah tzitzis b'layla. There's no mitzvah tzitzis at nighttime, and therefore there's no point in saying the parsha of Yayim, which talks about tzitzis at nighttime. Oh, and that's exactly what we're saying in our Gemara, that's why you can't wear klayim even during the daytime, because of a nighttime garment, which does not have the mitzvah tzitzis. So there's no mitzvah tzitzis at nighttime. Oh, lekach noshim b'turis min tzitzis, says Taisus. Therefore, women are exempt from the mitzvah tzitzis because it's a mitzvah saseish, it's mangarama. It's only a time-bound commandment. It's only a daytime, not a nighttime. Now, therefore, Rav Yehuda, Rav Amram, the Havarami tchelta leparzuma the inchibesi behatchelis. So this is the Gemara brings in Menachas of Megillah Mulalz that there were two talmid chacham that they would put on tzitzis on their wives' garments, four corner garments. Now, Obe Perakam the Sukkah, and that's brought in the first Perakam the Sukkah, the Alpha Menalv, that says, Taizim Mishim the Sarah, because they held to have a mitzvah tzitzis shalayz mangarama, that it's not a time bound commandment, and that the mitzvah tzitzis is even at nighttime, but says Taizim from the stomach of the Gemara, we see that Loi Kamal and Kabasai, we do not rule like them, and because the Hamashma, it actually sounds like from the Gemara, Shehem Davka Hayoysim, why we're quoting them, is to say that only they did like this, but not everyone else disagreed. And so too we find in Perikam the Gedushin of Lama Gimel and Be'ez, Tarna Bon, the Gemara brings a brisa, Mitzvah Saseshas Mangaram, it brings examples of what's a time on commandment, it says Shofar, blowing Shofar and Shoshana, Belulav, Shokal Lulav and Sukkahs, Sukkah sitting in the Sukkah, Vitzitzis and Tzitzis is Mitzvah Saseshas Mangaram, again, these explicit proof from a brisa that Tzitzis is considered Mitzvah Saseshas Mangaram, because it's only a daytime, not a nighttime, and therefore women are exempt from wearing the garment of Tzitzis.